Sometimes hilarious, always hilarious. It's Keeping Up with Ken Hellenius on Mater Dei Radio.
He is our man at the University of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana, and host of Living Stones, heard Monday evenings, 7:30, right here on Mater Dei Radio, or anytime on your favorite podcast platform. He is Mr. Ken Hellenius. Hey, good morning, Ken.
Good morning to you, David.
Well, it is great to talk to you, so I want to start out this morning by having you describe to our listeners what it is like on the University of Notre Dame campus on a beautiful fall morning in October.
Well, we have fog typically first thing in the morning because it's we're still in kind of that Indian summer right now, to be honest. It's still in the 80s during the day and merely in the 60s in the evening. Students going to classes, you know, this next week is the last week before fall break. So we're already to that point of the semester.
Wow.
Yeah, it's cruising along. And so, we're just going to class and a little rain in the afternoons. And we're waiting for the for all of the leaves to really start falling. They've already started turning colors. And we're getting into that apple season when we have pie and, you know, all these sorts of things that, that are just meaning that we're getting close to fall and to winter.
So I've never been to the University of Notre Dame and been able to walk around the campus. Is it kind of a tree-lined campus in that regard?
Oh, very much, yes. The quads particularly. So the main quads on campus, the one that has the main building and the Basilica of the Sacred Heart on it, it the students refer to that as God Quad.
Nice.
Because, of course, you've got the statue of Our Lady atop the dome, and then there's a statue of the Sacred Heart of Jesus kind of facing her. And so students have a kind of this tradition, this superstition that they never walk on the grass of God Quad, because if you do, they say you will never get an A in a theology course while you were at Notre Dame.
I like that. That is very good. And then, of course, if you're a follower of Notre Dame football, the Fighting Irish, you always see the iconic touchdown Jesus in the background there. Now, what building is that?
Yeah, so that is the mosaic that is formerly called the Word of Life Memorial, and it's it is all along the side of the Hesburgh Library, named after the great university president, Father Ted Hesburgh, longtime president of Notre Dame. So the Hesburgh Library is on the north side of Notre Dame Stadium, so that if you're sitting in the stadium, particularly on the south side, you see the arms of the returning Jesus, you know, kind of in that iconic pose that also looks like he's calling a touchdown, like a ref does. So yeah, it's about a it's about a 6-story tall mosaic that has not just Jesus, but it has the various scholars and thinkers over the history of humankind depicted. So saints and scientists and theologians and doctors and all of these different groups are also depicted, you know, showing what a university does, of course, and what a library represents, but also the fact that Christ and God is the source of all truth, right? The, the way, the truth, and the life, as Jesus says. And so to, his presence there, flocked by the minds that have explored the truths of the faith and the truths of kind of our reality, are really pointing back to God.
Right.
And so that's what the mural itself represents.
He is our man at the University of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana, and host of Living Stones right here on Mater Dei Radio. He is Ken Hellenius. Well, thank you for taking that little walking tour with us of the campus. That was awesome.
Yeah. Now, David, I know that you are fascinated by sports and always have been all your life. We need to get you to Notre Dame for a football weekend, and I would be happy to host you.
Ken, thank you. I'm marking that down right now. Ken says he is hosting me, so I'm going to
put that. Absolutely.
I appreciate that. Hey, you know, yesterday was Our Lady of the Rosary, and of course that has a lot of meaning to us here at Mater Dei Radio since the radio station was really founded on the Rosary. So give us a little history on Our Lady of the Rosary.
Yeah, so this is a feast that has been in the church since about 1572. So it goes back 500 years now, or 450 years, I guess. And it commemorates a great victory of Christian naval, victory over the Ottoman Turks over the island of Cyprus.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is, it was the last great battle, naval battle that involved oar-propelled vessels, and it was the first great victory of the Christian world over a Turkish fleet. And it was particularly important because it represents the kind of what is said that the Battle of Lepanto saved Christianity in Europe. And the association with the rosary is directly because the Pope at the time, Pope St. Pius V, had been a Dominican prior to his election as Pope. And the Dominicans, of course, have long been associated with the rosary. And it is known for certain that Pope Pius not only fasted and prayed and offered Mass, but he prayed the rosary constantly throughout the battle, as did the sailors who were participating in it. And when the battle was over and the Christians had won and had saved the island of Cyprus and had regained it for the Christian world, Pius attributed that victory to the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so he established then this feast, which was originally called Our Lady of Victory, to be observed on October 7th, the anniversary of the battle. And today we celebrate this feast as Our Lady of the Rosary, as we recall the power of prayer to conform our lives to the will of the Father. And so that's kind of the direct association with this feast and kind of the beginning. It's very interesting because participants in that battle actually included Don Juan of Austria, the fellow that we know, of course, is the great lover of opera fame, and also a young Miguel de Cervantes, who lost his hand in the battle and then later wrote the first modern novel, which we know, The Ingenious Gentleman Don Quixote of La Mancha.
Wow.
The Man of La Mancha is was written by a participant in this battle. And, of course, you know, the book Don Quixote is really an extended reflection on the false glory of war and the false glory of being a chivalrous, you know, fighter.
Right.
And some of that experience certainly is from the lived experience of Miguel de Cervantes, who was in the Battle of Lepanto.
Oh, that's interesting. I never knew that connection there. And so only you, Ken Hellenius, would be able to enlighten us on that with your knowledge, vast knowledge, and that's why you should be on Jeopardy. I've always said that.
Well, from your mouth to the producer's ears, as they say. Yeah,
exactly. He is Ken Hellenius at the University of Notre Dame, our man in South Bend, Indiana. And, of course, you can hear a lot more of Ken on Living Stones along with Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers on Monday evenings, 7:30 here on Mater Dei Radio, or again, anytime on your favorite podcast platform. Hey, before we let you go, Ken, too, I wanted to say thank you in advance. You're going to be joining us next week during our fall share-a-thon, so always look forward to having you as a guest.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it as well. It's, you know, I've always said Catholic radio is one of the wonderful ways to share the joy of being Catholic, the joy of the gift of faith. And so I'm delighted to be with you next week and with all of the various guests and of course, with all of the wonderful listeners who make the work of Mater Dei Radio possible.
God bless you. Thank you so much. So I'm going to let you go. I'm going to book my flight now to South Bend, staying with Ken Hellenius. And
I got to go change some pillowcases.
Okay.
So I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, have a wonderful weekend. Always look forward to it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much.
God bless. Talk to you soon.